Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about transportation. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, if you could tell, this is about trannies. Yes, not the transforming kind. Well, they did transform. Yeah, they turned their dicks into vaginas. Haha. Yes, like right here in the Transformer universe. They got this shit from Teletranny 1. Haha. Yes. Yeah, do you believe it? They made robots? They have no fucking gender? Inter men and women? Yeah, look at here. There's fucking Soundwave and fucking this fucking faggot. Yeah, he chopped off his fucking metal penis for a cybernetic vagina. Fun times indeed, right? Yes, you want to see some Down syndrome? Well, I got some clips. Enjoy!
Where are we?
We are in Germany.
It's funny, but it's evil. Yeah, they're fucking turning the retards into trannies. Fuck yeah. These motherfuckers fall for any kind of shit, huh? Now they're gonna fall on a penis. Enjoy!
At a queer festival.
Holy shit, I guess they resurrected fucking Pogo the Clown, huh? Yeah, John Wayne Gacy. Is what this fucking weirdo fucking retarded fucking tranny looks like. Yes, friends, what kind of shit are they fucking doing to fucking trannies and fucking retards? They're combining them to make this fucking abomination. Enjoy. Yeah, look at this motherfucker. He looks like my fucking, what's his name? Fucking Bobby Flay. Yeah, fucking fat piece of shit. Oh, incidentally, I was trying to find a picture of him when he was a fat fuck. I guess Bobby Flay lost a lot of weight and now he looks like fucking weird. Yeah, I couldn't recognize his fucking ass. Well, yeah, I guess that Ozempic shit does work, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Cammy.
What the fuck? Did you just say your name is Cammy? Cammy from Street Fighter 2? Oh yes, fellas. This bitch is fucking Cammy from Street Fighter. Yes, do you want to get a fucking drill press kick fucking into your gut from this fucking creature? Enjoy!
Drag syndrome.
This is fucking syndrome in so many levels. Yeah, look at this motherfucker. He looks like Beetlejuice from the one that comes out in Howard Stern. Yeah, Howard Stern's a fucking faggot, but yeah. Fucking creatures that fucking produce, huh? Yes, man. The Jews did produce this shit. Fuck Howard Stern, fucking creature. Anyways, this isn't about that faggot. We're talking about trannies. Enjoy. Where puppets are people and people are puppets too. Yes, these fucking morons are fucking stupid puppets. Nothing but pawns for these fucking retards. Yes, and I got another clip of a woman pretending to be a man. And we get to see the bullshit that that creature does. Enjoy.
Well, anything bad can happen at any second. I was just here riding my bike and I came, I went to the beach.
Yeah, look at this motherfucker. Are you trying to be suave? Are you Rico Suave or some bullshit? No, this motherfucker kind of looks like Jonathan Franks. yes, number one, go do number two. Yeah, this guy wished he was Jonathan Franks. Yeah, Jonathan Franks used to be a fucking cool dude, but then he turned into all of that gay bullshit. Yeah, what happened to Star Trek? They turned so fucking gay. Yeah, you know, it's also funny that Jonathan Frank kind of looks like J.D. Vance, too. Oh, man. Beards used to be cool, but now people are making them look all gay and shit. Why is that, huh? Jeez, I guess people want to turn all the cool stuff into fucking homo shit. Why? Why? Because they want to destroy manhood. Motherfuckers. Anyways, let's continue.
This is my doggos, and all of a sudden there's this deer that died.
Yes, I guess this fucktard never saw a dead animal on the side of the road before. Ooh, what are you gonna do? Won't you use your fucking faggot fairy dust and bring that fucking deer back to life? Yes, you're fucking a queer able fucking fruit. Won't you use your little fucking fairy dust on him? And there you go. Fucking the animal's back to life. Yay! Fucking faggot. Anyways, let's continue.
The fuck?
Look at this fucking bitch.
pretending to be a dude and you have a fucking chin strap. Yes, look what you could do with a fucking Sharpie. You could do all this fucking shit. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? It's so insulting. You have these fucking bitches and you think this is what men look like. Fuck you. Yeah, and then when you got that broccoli haircut. Yeah, this is the fucking Zoomer look. Yeah, fucking A. Even the regular fucking Zoomer males look like this. What is this shit? Go pick up some heavy shits and go eat some meat, you fags. Anyways, let's continue.
Anything can happen at any moment, guys. That deer's in a better place now. Rest in peace.
Fucking trannies, man. What the fuck's wrong with you creatures? This is the shit that they fucking do and they think it's fucking cool. No, friends. Fucking being a fucking tranny is so fucking stupid. You just destroy your life. Yes, friends. But you want to see fucking why people do stupid shit to trannies? It's because they do stupid shit. Case in point, look at this fucking tranny. It's Jason Voorhees as a woman doing this bullshit. No, friends, trannies are just fucking monsters that wear dresses. So you gotta be careful because they will fucking do some fucked up shit. But they fucking cry all this bullshit. But then I have a clip of a tranny getting his ass beat. Let's watch that. Okay, so you got punched in the face and you lost a tooth. Alright, why? Did this guy run up to you and then he punched you in the face because he's dressed like a bitch? Well, you know that you have guys that wear kilts, but they're fucking manly men. It's weird that you wear a kilt, but that makes sense. You wear fucking a dress because you like to take it up the ass, so... yeah, instead of taking it in the butt, you took it in the face. So, pow, right in the kisser. Enjoy.
At 9:30 a.m. on a bright, sunny morning in Seattle.
Well, according to the Brave browser, fucking Washington State is the gayest fucking state in the fucking USA. So that's the gay capital of the United States. And Seattle, Washington is the fucking Washington, D.C. of faggotry. Yes, friends, it's so fucking stupid, but it is what it is. What can you do? Don't live there. Enjoy.
In the middle of the sidewalk. At a bus stop with multiple other people around. The man said to me, "What is that?"
Well, guess what, weirdo? That's a legitimate question. What is that? You're a guy wearing a fucking woman's clothing. So what? You think that's not gonna fucking ask fucking questions? Not gonna raise anything? Come on. People fucking see you as a weirdo and they're gonna point out and laugh. I will point and laugh. Hell, you are fucking wrong. You know you're wrong, but you don't give a fuck. You want people to play with your fucking perversions. Fuck you. Oh yeah, that's what you want, huh? No, no. Go fucking be straight. Your life will be better, but no. You don't want to do that because of feelings. Well, let's see what your feelings gets you. Enjoy.
And I guess I should have kept walking.
Oh, so you stopped and you wanted to confront this guy, huh? So, gee, you wanted to be Billy Badass and you're wearing a dress. Yeah, so I guess there was something inside of you that stirred, that angered you. But remember, you're a weak little bitch. You're not a manly strong dude. No. So what happened next, I wonder? Well, let's find out, huh?
Should have expected violence. If I'm being honest, that didn't really cross my mind.
It's because you're stupid. You think in fucking everybody's all nice and sweet, but obviously not. You believe in sunshine and farts. And what happened, huh? You stupid ass motherfucker. You should have used your fucking brain. Assess the fucking whatever this shit is fucking in question. Yeah, if you would have fucking, you know, found out and used your brain, it's like, gee, this guy's bigger than me. Maybe he'll fuck my shit up. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut and just keep on walking. But no, you thought that fucking the little engine can good could do it. But no, you couldn't. And you failed. Enjoy.
Before I walked up to him and said, "What did you say to me?"
Yeah, I think this motherfucker watches too many Marvel movies. He thought he could take on that motherfucker. And yes, I know you're wearing a dress. I'm not going to call you a she. Go fuck yourself, you dumb fucking weirdo. Yes, you wanted to be Billy Badass and confront this motherfucker. And then he handed you your ass. Yeah, you dumb fucktard. Don't fucking do stupid shit. You're not a fucking strong-ass individual. You're very fucking weak. So know your role, bitch.
I didn't expect him.
Yeah, that punch fucking broke you, huh? Left you all fucking in tattered rags, you fucking dumbass fucking faggot ass fucking worm. You got what you deserve, you dumb bitch. Yeah, you do stupid shit. You think people are not gonna fucking put up with your shit. Yeah, you go around fucking flaunting your degeneracy. Not everybody's into that shit, you fucking asshole. And this guy fucking said something, and then you thought that you could fight him off. No, you found out that you're a weak piece of shit, and you can't do fuck, you stupid ass fucking retard. Yeah, you're a weak man, and you only because you're a dress doesn't make you a woman, you stupid asshole. But you got what you deserve. Enjoy.
In the middle of a bright sunny morning, multiple other people around.
Yes, fellas, would you help this damsel in distress from getting his ass kicked? Yes, why the fuck would you save this motherfucker's life after that guy fucking said something and opened your trap? Yeah, you said something back. You could have ignored him, but no. You had a fucking brave streak come fucking across your back, you fucking retard. Yes, you thought you were brave, but you're just retarded, and you got your ass handed to you. So what, now you want people to save your ass? No, fuck you. Nobody's there to protect you, you jackass. Save yourself. That's what men do. Oh, that's right, you're wearing a dress, so... Bun-dun-dun-dun. Wow. Enjoy.
I didn't expect that if I was ever beat up in the middle of the street, it's hate crime.
Well, if you'd have kept your dick holster shut and kept on walking, there wouldn't be no quote-unquote hate crime, you dumb jackass. You should have shut the fuck up. But no, you wanted to be fucking brave, and that's what happened, you dumb fucking jackass. So now you're crying.
I got my ass handed to me because I'm gay. I'm a tranny.
You got your ass handed to you for being stupid. Enjoy.
That if I looked right at people, multiple people, and told them to call 911.
Well, guess what? Mary, these people thought that you were getting your just desserts. You're getting your comeuppance. Yes, there's nothing wrong with getting poetic justice. Yes, you know that if you don't like something, you could always challenge people to a duel. Yeah, I know it's not legal, but fuck it. Maybe we should start doing dueling. Why not? And I'm not talking fucking shit with Yu-Gi-Oh cards or none of that bullshit. Some pistols at dawn or something like that. Why not? That's what men do. We solve problems, not cry like little bitches. Just saying.
Begged them for help. That they would just shake their head.
Gee, you're predicating all this bullshit that you're important. Guess what, dumbass? No one's important. Who the fuck are you? You're nobody. You're just a random person from the street. Yeah, there's nothing special about you. Yes, you're just meat. I'm meat. Everyone that's hearing my voice is meat. We're all meat. And guess what? Sooner or later, that meat's gonna rot. You're gonna die. So you need to stand up for something. Because if you don't, you'll fall for anything. Anyways, let's continue. You're not special, you faggot.
When we say protect trans people, there's real violence involved and people are scared to get in the way.
Well, you know, they say not to feed the animals, and that's what you did. You fed a bear and the bear attacked you, you dumb fucktard. So what do you expect? That people are gonna save your ass? No, they thought that you got what you deserve for being stupid. You could have kept your mouth shut and none of this would have happened. Yeah, but no, you wanted to be brave and defend your stupid way of life. And that's what happened. You couldn't defend your way of life. So yeah, if it can't stand on its own, it doesn't deserve to exist. So your life is bullshit. Enjoy.
But that is the reality of being trans in the US right now. I don't know how to respond to anything.
Okay, maybe I could help you with this one. You're an idiot. You think that everybody's attacking you because you're a tranny. No, that guy beat your ass because you confronted him. Yeah, that's an altercation, you dumb shit. When you stand up for yourself, you gotta expect there's gonna be a fucking battle. What a fucking retard. Oh no, I'm just telling them how I feel. Well, he told you how he feels with his fist. So, what the fuck, you dumb asshole? You should fucking fight. Yeah, I had a faggot tell me that the gayness is in his ass, not in his fist. But apparently you don't even know how to use your fist, you dumb shit. Anyways, let's continue.
Textualize this. It goes against so much of what I've been taught about how to keep myself safe. It goes against so many of my expectations. It's not-
hey, you can't listen to those indicators. Maybe it's the universe giving you a hint. Hey, maybe you should stop doing this fucking faggot shit. You ever thought of that? Yeah, clean yourself off. De-trannyize yourself. Yeah, go to the gym. Eat some meat, some steaks. Yeah, and once you start building your body and you get some confidence, then maybe you'll get yourself a girlfriend. Or at least go your own way. Yeah, there's more to life than just getting laid, you know? Yeah, pussy does feel good, but fucking hey, there's some things that are worth more in life than just pussy. Yes, like making life awesome. But yeah, are you making your life awesome? I say no, but whatever. You do you, boo.
Not like it was late at night or I was alone. The people who ignored me didn't even take out their phones to fucking record.
You instigated, you dumbass. Yes, the guy said something, but you could have just ignored him and kept on going. But no, you said something back. And then right here you say that you're a young trans guy. Oh, you're not a fucking trans, you're just a regular guy in a dress, you stupid asshole. But no, you want to be playing these stupid games? You fuck around and you found out, so enjoy.
Young trans guy got beat up in the middle of the street right at the beginning of Pride Month.
Yes, friends, always put your best foot forward, huh? Enjoy!
Right in front of them, and they didn't even fucking film it? Like so many of what I would expect. So much of what I would expect to happen in a situation like this was so utterly, like, I don't know.
Gee, maybe people are getting tired of this bullshit. Yeah, and they're getting apathy. Sooner or later, they're gonna start getting the rage and they're gonna start attacking. Yeah, I suggest you start, you know, dressing like a man and get rid of that fucking dress. Yeah, because trust me, we're entering the age of fuck around and find out. I think you got a taste of that shit. Yes, people are gonna start doing their fucking holy wars on all the bullshit that's happening in the world. Yes, friends. Yes, it's gonna be fucking awesome. Enjoy! Oh, and remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and this is just my own delusionals. I don't know shit. Maybe these people won't get their comeuppance. God, I hope they do, but heh, who knows? I'm just a stupid wetback. I don't know shit. Anyways, let's continue.
I'm scared to tell my story, because if you can get fucking beat up in the middle of a bright sunny morning with multiple people around in Seattle, like, I feel like I'm just telling other trans people, you are never safe.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but if you would just ignore the guy's fucking bullshit and kept on walking, you wouldn't got your ass kicked. So, yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, you jackass.
And so I'm scared to share this and to tell everyone.
You're fucking stupid. This just shows how stupid and weak you are. Yeah, you crying and complaining for something that you fucking could have ignored. Yeah, you opened your mouth and you fucking started this shit too. Yeah, you added fuel to the fire. That's why you got your ass kicked, so yeah, it's your fault too, guy. You could have ignored him, but you didn't, so fuck you. Let's continue. Well, that just shows you that us as people, that we're broken, fractured. Yeah, this guy doesn't realize that he started his own bullshit. Yeah, he could have ignored the guy and kept on walking, but because he felt disrespected, he thought he could defend himself. But if you know you're weak,
You have to accept this bullshit. What a dumb asshole. He thought he was stronger than what he actually was. But whatever, let's continue.
So, I'm willing to answer more questions about it, talk more about it. That's probably solidarity, protect trans people.
Fucking trannies think that they're the center of the universe. You guys are fucking stupid. Yes, what can we do with these people? Nothing. They're just there just to fuck with you. But that's okay, friends, because this is the age of finding out now. Yes, it's gonna get worse and worse, so you need to get stronger and stronger so we can fight these creatures. Yeah, you got all these fucking losers doing stupid shit. Yeah, just perverting the children. And what can you do? Well, you could start a holy war, but we're not there. Not yet, anyways. So you just gotta level up and be stronger, friend. Because if you don't, all this shit's gonna get fucking out of hand. Hell, it is already out of hand. But we're not in the point where we say, fuck it. Yes, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. So just level up, friends, and let's do the fucking right thing to do. Alright, friends, I'll talk to you later because I got shit to do and I gotta do my own leveling up. So, goodbye, friends.